Welcome to the Play-Based Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen R.B. Peterson, and maybe your new teacher bestie that is here to hype you up, maybe give you a motivating kick in the pants, and teach you all I know about play and childhood. I am here to help you challenge old and outdated practices and inspire you to create a truly developmentally appropriate early childhood environment that fosters creativity, curiosity, and joy in the children that you care for. Let's set the stage for a lifelong love of learning. Let's get going. Regan Fulton is joining me on the podcast today. Regan Fulton is the owner of Playful Acre. So welcome, Regan. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. It's all about adult play, which you and I both love. So it's going to be fun to jam on. Okay, start out by telling us, what brings you to this space? Like, how, what's Playful Acre? Tell us all the things, and I'm sure that's going to lead us into our conversation, because I have a feeling if you embrace play like I do, it's all wrapped up together.
Absolutely. And I will say, first of all, that I absolutely embrace play the way you do, because I am a huge fan. I've been following your work, and I am such a huge fan of just the way you advocate for play as well. So that is a for sure. But
that's so sweet.
How I got to here is let's see. I used to be a nanny for a while. For a long time, I was a nanny. That's the very condensed version of my story. And in 2021, I almost said 2001. Oh my gosh.
Were you even born at that point?
Yes, I was born.
Yes,
born and have memories. I was just at a workshop that talked about the 9/11 site. So that's why that was in my head anyway.
Yeah.
In fall of 2021, I pivoted from being a nanny. I had been bringing my son alongside with me in my nanny job. And I decided I wanted to create a space for him that was what I wanted for his childhood. Mm. I was having a little bit of a hard time finding another, because I had really, really great nanny families that believed in this philosophy as well. But our time together was just organically ending. And I was having a hard time finding another good fit, another family that believed in play and outdoor time the way I did, and really valued it. And so I decided, instead of finding another nanny family, I was going to open up my home to be a nature-based, play-based preschool.
Amazing.
And so I live on exactly an acre of land. And so my awesome husband had the idea, play acre. What about Playful Acre? So that's how Playful Acre was born, kind of the name. And really the entire journey has been the most organic and really purpose finding journey for me. Because actually, come May of this year, I'm not going to be doing childcare in my home anymore.
Oh my goodness. Okay, where is that to you next?
So through this journey of starting the preschool and then really just sharing what I was doing, both online and within my community, I started doing some speaking engagements within the nanny community about nature and getting out in nature with nanny kids. And through that, I really started to realize that the big disconnect in play wasn't necessarily that
okay, I don't know if you can hear me.
I'm here.
Are you there? Oh, it keeps cutting out, like, the internet or something.
Give me one second. Let me see what I can do.
And don't worry, we can, like, we edit. So, like, this is fine. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I see aloe behind you and maybe a plant. Oh, my goodness.
Do you see this giant aloe plant?
How did you get it that big?
Take it outside in the summer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She does outside in the summer.
Okay. Do you bring it in when it rains then?
No.
Oh.
I have when it's been like an extended period of rain.
Yeah.
But honestly, I keep it on a stone so that way it gets decent drainage. Like so that way it's not sitting in on like soil or whatever.
Yeah.
It did fine last summer. Gosh.
Amazing. Okay. I don't remember.
Anyway, it should be more stable. Are we more stable?
It feels stable to me. I don't know until it's not stable.
I changed the setting thingy or whatever.
Okay, good.
So hopefully it should be more steady.
Do you remember what you were saying?
I remember what I was saying, but where did it, do you remember what I was talking about?
Where life was taking you next.
I started talking to nannies and teaching them. I saw you react to that one.
Okay.
Can I start? Is that a good place to start writing?
Yeah.
So through the journey of sharing what I was doing organically online and within my local nanny community, I really started to find that the disconnect wasn't necessarily that nannies and teachers and even a lot of parents didn't believe in the power of play and didn't think that play wasn't valuable for their kids. Mm-hmm. It was in fact that they didn't know how to implement it. They didn't know how to slow down and play with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they also didn't see where the learning was, and they didn't see what they were learning, and they really struggled with the conditioning that they had through their childhood and growing up and the complex feelings they had around play for themselves. And that was the thing holding them back from one, letting their children take risks in play, and two, having the ability to enjoy playing with their children.
Yeah.
So that has led me on this journey, kind of shift where I am. One, we're at a point where my son is going to a micro school now a couple of days a week. He's not home full time. It's just a better fit for us as a family right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm shifting away from having the kids in the home and instead shifting more towards that teaching adults how to play.
Amazing.
And just really leaning into the importance of that, because not only is it important for parents and for caregivers and teachers who are working with children, mm-hmm. and the importance of learning through play for them and how it connects them, but also in the workplace and in creativity and innovation and just your health. Even if you don't have kids in your life, you should learn how to play or relearn how to play.
Absolutely.
So that's led me to where we are today.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So this is play for you, recording this podcast and talking about all the things.
Absolutely. Okay. Definitely part of play.
Okay. So let's define, what's your definition of play? Like, how would you define play?
So I'm going to pull up my one quote for kind of the backing. And this is
absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and say, we're going to put the quote and I'm going to put the name, because I cannot say his last name.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm going to try, but Johann Huizinga. God, I can never do it.
Mm-hmm,
so if you know how to say it, say it.
I don't.
Anyway, play is a voluntary activity or occupation executed with a certain fixed limits of time and place according to rules freely accepted but absolutely binding, having its aim in itself and accompanied by a feeling of tension, joy, and the consciousness that is different from ordinary life.
Oh, wow.
And so
I've never heard that definition before, and I'm in the play world. So but it very much mirrors Dr. Peter Gray's characteristics of play.
So Peter Gray built upon John Zynga's work. He is from, I forget when he died, but late 1800s. Polish? I don't remember. Sense.
Okay.
Somewhere Eastern European. Don't quote me on where. Philosopher on play. So, and he has some complex and problematic views, I will say, that definitely I don't agree with. But I love that quote and that definition, for especially that last part. It is accompanied by a feeling of tension, joy, and a consciousness that is different from ordinary life. And just that, the ability to just be other than the what we have to do to survive.
Yes. Absolutely.
The letting go. And so that is what play is for me. Anything that falls into that category, which is also why I think play is so beautiful, because it is so broad and it is so, there are so many things that can be play and are play that you're doing that you might not think of as play, yeah. that maybe if you lean into them a little bit more, if you have changed your mindset, you'll realize how much joy they bring you. And maybe if you let go of some expectations around them, that yeah. they can be. So
absolutely. Okay. So when I'm a speaker as well, and I go out mm-hmm. into the world and I speak to lots of audiences, and a lot of times I ask the audience, like, do you play as an adult? Like, raise your hand if you remember the last mm-hmm. time that you like played according to Dr. Peter Garey's characteristics and like had that feeling of being other than, and being in play flow or like creative flow. And yeah. it's usually maybe 20% of the audience that raises their hand. And it just makes me mm-hmm. so sad, because play is essential. It's essential for human beings. And I think play is so important for adults to understand in their own lives and what that looks like and like how they can embrace it. So let's start chatting about that. What does play look like for adults? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Like, how would you describe it for an adult who's like, I don't know if I play?
Absolutely. So really the thing I start with is what brings you joy? Is it like, what just makes you feel joyful and happy? Mm-hmm. And if you really don't play and you really truly can't come up with like anything that you do on a semi-regular basis that is just not work, not feeding yourself, bathing yourself, taking care of children, doing something that you have to do, can't think of anything, then go back to your childhood. What brought you joy there? But play can be social. Play can be building something, creating something new. Play can be learning. Mm-hmm. Learning is one of my favorite ways to play as an adult. Play can be, mm-hmm. play can be exploring.
Yeah.
And just being curious. Curiosity is so tied into play, I think. And a lot of play as an adult is let yourself be more curious and you'll find ways to play. Because asking questions of how does this work? Why are plants growing right now instead of in a month when I thought they should be growing? Even like asking questions like that was the first question that popped into my head. That like, what would I want to go learn more about? Things like that just lead your curiosity, and maybe then you go to a horticulture event like I did today, where I learned about sustainable landscaping, and I got to hear a bunch of amazing speakers speak. And this was because I did a the Ohio Certified Volunteer Naturalist program through my local nature center. This is what I asked my parents for Christmas. They got it for me for Christmas. I just wrapped up the course. And this is play for me. It's a volunteer certification. I cannot get paid for it. I cannot, do anything professional with it. And obviously it's a way to give back, but it is a way that I can find joy in, one, giving back to my community and learning, and also meeting new people and being in new spaces. And so today was like my first continuing education credit or whatever I get for my volunteer service. So I got to go to this awesome symposium at the zoo and hear amazing speakers speak about, we had a guy who worked on the 9/11 memorial, the trees that are planted at the 9/11 memorial. Mm-hmm. If you've seen, they're beautiful.
Yes.
He was one of the arborists who grew those trees.
Wow.
And he came and spoke to us. We got to hear from the woman who did the monarch. I bought her book. But she was there. Oh my, she is hilarious. She is amazing. She is incredible. And for me, this was, yes, it's a day of learning. Yes, it's a day of giving back in a way, because it goes towards my volunteer service, but it was a day of play. Yeah. And I got to learn so much stuff that just brings me joy and brings me joy to learn more about. So
absolutely.
I know you saw my plants.
Yes.
And that's the one way I play. But did you also see?
Okay. I was wondering what those were. So behind her, are they Lego flowers?
These are Lego flowers.
Oh, absolutely. My goodness.
I have my house plants, but I also have my Lego plants because, yes, I love to do Legos with my son.
Oh, my gosh.
Real son.
Okay. Do you want to know?
I also like to do Legos by myself.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever heard of, what are they called? My kids do epoxy resin things. They come in like these little surprise balls and you like open them up and then inside is there like a little thing that you put together, but they're tiny they have like a whole set of them that are tiny mini house plants. So you like put the tiny little house plant together and then you cure them underneath a little black light. And then you have like these tiny little collectible house plants. It just, the Lego thing made me think of that. And I was like, she needs to know about this.
You gave me a little bit of, you scared me a little when you said surprise egg thing. Those
no. Yeah.
You're like that was what it reminded me of. And the never
ending. Oh my goodness.
Of things.
My God.
That sounds like something I need in my life though.
Okay. So play for adults is really like anything that makes you curious. Like there's a quote, I don't know who says it. So sorry that I don't know who says it. Curiosity is the wick in the candle of learning. And
yes, I don't know who says it either, but I have heard it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Okay. So play can be learning. Play can be out in nature. Play can be like, there's so many different things.
Gardening. It can be social. It can be, in a way, play can be going and grabbing a coffee with a friend.
Absolutely.
That's play. Like that is a way to play. As long as it's not coffee where you're going and it's actually therapy. I don't count therapy as play. Therapy is not play.
Yeah, no.
You play out. That's not your personal time. That's important.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I have said. People are like, how did you take time this week for yourself? Well, I went to therapy and that doesn't count outside. I mean, it counts, but outside of that, how do we, you know, fill our cup back up after those kinds of things? It can be baking. I've been doing sourdough lately. I've been learning sourdough. Everyone else did it in 2020 when it was lockdown.
I worked
full time still, so I didn't do it then. I'm doing it now.
I love that.
I was a nanny for essential workers. So,
goodness.
Anyway, so I joke. I'm like, yeah, everyone else did the sourdough thing back in lockdown, but it's my turn now.
There you go.
That's a way to play. One thing that is hard for me to do personally, especially in what I do, but also important is not turning play into a source of feeling like you have to
absolutely
turn play into a source of income.
Yes.
I can't say you can't turn play into a source of income because that's like literally what I've done with my life and I love it.
Mine is too. My whole career trajectory.
But not everyone can do that. Unfortunately, I wish everyone could. I also have to, and I've had a hard time with this, have to set boundaries between, I can just paint because I love to paint. I don't have to get so good at painting if I want to paint that I can sell my art.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a thing, you know, and just allowing some things to just be for me. Something that's been kind of hard, but also I think really important when it comes to play.
Absolutely. Okay. So you have, all the adults out there listening who have full-time jobs more than likely, or are stay-at-home parents who are full-time with their kiddos all the time. And they're like, okay, yeah, right. Like I can't even find time to work out. I can't even find time to brush my teeth because I'm worrying about the whole rest of the world and taking care of all of these other children. So how do we find that balance and like still be able to get all the things done, but still have time for play.
Absolutely, because it's important. One is truly just prioritizing it. So that's the number one thing. Is then I'll get to the more of like how you fit it into the day, because I know it's also, but treat it as if it is that once a therapy appointment, or if it is that doctor's appointment, or if it is, you know, brushing teeth at the end of the night. Getting 15 minutes of playtime in for yourself should be a priority, you know, or however much you can get. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I obviously have never put enough thought to put a number on how much a day of adult, like, I'm not saying 15 minutes is like what you should aim for, whatever. Whatever you can get, I think, is what you should aim for.
Absolutely.
But I think that making it a priority is important and something that we should all aim to do. And so if you are out of the habit of playing, it might look like actually putting it on your calendar. If you are someone who lives by a calendar, put 15 minutes a day where you can fit it in. Do that.
Yes.
And number two would be, and this is especially for those stay-at-home parents, full-time parents who are with kids all day long, and they're like, okay, I play with my kids all day long, but I don't have really play for myself.
Yeah.
Does that count? So I play with my kids. And here's what I would say. Yes, it kind of counts if you're enjoying it, but this is my tip. This is to parallel play with your kids for part of the day. Choose parts of the day where you say, okay, guys, you're going to do this and I'm going to play next to you. And mm-hmm. we're both going to enjoy. For us in the summer, a lot of times that looks like we go outside and my son jumps on the trampoline while I garden.
Yeah.
Or we'll do Legos together. Like I said, I love doing Legos too. So like, that's a way that we can both play together.
Absolutely.
Or I'll say, oh, hey, this is your showtime. You're going to go watch your 30 minutes of Mickey and I'm going to play. And I sit, you know, it might look like sitting and playing on my phone for 30 minutes too, you know, because that's, you know, is it the most healthy way to play all the time? No, but I try to find, you know, especially when I am stressed and I'm like trying to find little ways my way, you know, the New York Times crossword puzzle game on my phone. I love to do the little Wordle every day, the connections. That's a way to play. It's so little, that's like a little 5 minute way to play every day. I think that's a great way to play every day and incorporate it into your day. So things like that, and just kind of setting that boundary and setting the expectation for your kids of, no, mommy gets this time to play too. It's my turn to do what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
And prioritizing maybe some independent play during that time. And if your kids have a hard time with the independent play, you know, if you're new to it, then, you know, you can do busy boxes. There's a million different ideas of ways you can incorporate some independent play time for your kids, but make that a priority for your life.
Absolutely. Okay. So, in your opinion, why don't adults play anymore?
I have been putting a lot and lots of thought about this because I think it's crazy and also so makes sense. But the way that our society really puts pressure on adolescents and teenagers and then into young adulthood to abandon childishness and silliness. And even recently I was watching my son's, one of his new obsessions is Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen those movies, but the whole plot line of the first movie is, you know, opens with the main character and his best friend yells across on their first day of middle school, "You want to come after school and play? Play, and everyone freezes. And he gets so mad and he yells at his best friend, "I told you, we hang out in middle school. We don't want elementary schoolers."
Oh my gosh.
And the first time I watched that, I went, oh, that's it. Like, I thought about like the concept, but I was like, that's exactly it. That is a personification of what it is, that stigma. And, you know, how much of it is the expectations that we put on kids to kind of grow up and take on so much more responsibility in school and in just society. I think that's part of it, but also just, you know, hormones and just the way teenagers are. I think just there's this big disconnect. And then even as we get into like college years, the only way I think, you know, teenagers and college age kids a lot of times know how to play is with alcohol and substance. A lot of times becomes the only way that adults know how to play at all.
Well, it just gets like, hard. It gets drained out of you when you're in that industrialized school setting. And I have children who are in that setting because I can't homeschool at this point in my life. And so I think that it just, the focus is on the next stage. Always. It's always the focus is on, we have to get you ready for the next thing. And we have to get you ready for the next thing. And we forget about the stages that they're in right now. And then pretty soon it's gone and you've like drained all the creativity out of them. We are like creativity vampires. And then you're left like, when you graduate from high school or college, you're left like, all that's left is just finding a job. And like,
and there's not even like forever good ones there, you know, it's not, doesn't even guarantee a job anymore. You know, a good paying job that pays you enough to get groceries. So,
that's one thing. Like I just really wish that adults could find that play, because I feel like the world would be such a happier place if people 100%. Embrace play again and like do things they enjoy. And
and just find those little moments.
Solve all the world's problems. We're going to solve all the problems in this one podcast.
Get out and play, right?
Play. You need it. Mm-hmm. All human beings need it, no matter what age you are. So we're both encouraging you. If you're listening, like find something that you're interested in, that you're curious about, and like find out more. I mean, play can be reading a book on it. Play can be looking up a YouTube video on why monarch butterflies, like the journey of the monarch butterfly. Like it is amazing. Absolutely. If you don't know anything about monarch butterflies, here's your sign to like learn more, because they make this amazing.
Absolutely. Go look up anything by Sarah Dyckman.
Okay.
Her story is amazing. She bicycled with the butterflies. Amazing. I'm sure she's got something on YouTube.
Bucket list is for me. I want to go to the spot where all the butterflies congregate in Mexico.
Now it is. After her talk, it is now on my bucket list as well. I mean, I've always like kind of thought it's cool, but she had the most beautiful pictures. Oh, it was
my gosh. Amazing. Okay. Well, so this is a short and sweet and fast episode. Absolutely. However, I think that the consensus is that if you're an adult and you're listening, like go play, find something that you enjoy, find something that fills you up, find something that brings you wonder and curiosity, and like do the thing.
Absolutely. And if you need some ideas of how to play, I got to put it, it's all written out. I just got to put it in my system. I've got a 30-day challenge that I'm putting together just for you guys. A 30-day play challenge. So,
oh my gosh, I love that.
Seriously, it's going to be 30 days of just ideas of one simple way you can go play in a day. Send you 30 emails, and then at the end of it, I'll give you a button. Do you want to keep getting emails from me or not? And if you don't want to get any more emails after that, you never have to hear from me ever again.
I love it.
It'll send you 30 days of ideas of how to play as an adult. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so by the time this podcast is out, the system will be down, and we'll have the link. So
how can people connect with you? We'll put the information for that in the show notes, but how can people find you?
Playfulacre.com. Or if you're on social media, I'm at playful.reagan.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for standing up for childhood. Thank you for standing up for play in childhood and adulthood. I appreciate you and the work.
And thank you for all you do as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you liked what you heard today, share this podcast with your coworkers, admin, or maybe even your partner. And I love getting 5-star reviews so more people can embrace play. Hit follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. Or connect with me on Instagram or my website, kristenrbpeterson.com. Until next time.